Welcome to The Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. Since the surprising trade of Deontay Johnson to the Carolina Panthers 2 weeks ago, the wide receiver position has been a major area of need for the Pittsburgh Steelers under GM Omar Khan. Gone are the likes of Johnson and veteran Allen Robinson II, leaving only George Pickens and Calvin Austin III as notable pieces at the position. Enter veteran receiver Quez Watkins. The Steelers made the move to sign the former Philadelphia Eagles receiver Monday, bringing him into a potentially advantageous situation in the Steel City, while reuniting him with Steelers assistant GM Andy Weidel, who drafted him in Philadelphia in 2020. Watkins brings a ton of speed and the ability to take the top off the defense to the receiver position. He could really carve out a role as that guy who consistently takes the top off and hauls in some bombs from quarterbacks Russell Wilson or Justin Fields in Arthur Smith's offensive scheme in Pittsburgh. But expecting much more from Watkins is a stretch. Watkins is a one-trick pony at the receiver position. And that one trick, it's extremely inconsistent. He doesn't bring much physicality or want to as a blocker either, and he won't make much happen after the catch. Right now, Watkins feels a bit redundant with Austin, and he shouldn't be viewed as a lock for the roster. He's solid depth to add this offseason to the 90-man roster. But don't be surprised if he finds himself in a battle for a roster spot come training camp, and ultimately not make it. The position remains a major hole for the Steelers, even with the Watkins addition. That alone should say quite a bit about him at this point in his NFL career. The Steelers did well to address the depth there, but it's not much in the form of Watkins. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kozora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.